Even now her stomach was tight, and the hairs on the back of her neck were standing up. Yet, she was ecstatic. She had defied the odds. She had made it to an alternate reality, alive. It was mind-blowing. She looked around and noted that she was at the bottom of a shallow crater, similar to the one she had left, but absent any ice or snow or frigid cold, and didn't seem to be in any immediate danger. The short tunnel stood in front of her, made of concrete or something similar. Hannah turned and saw the same shimmer she had seen on her Earth, and the same shaft. The crossing was still there, connecting the two worlds. Only she didn't have the qubits to traverse the transdimensional bridge in the opposite direction. It was a one-way trip only. She had no explanation for the lack of cold. Since the shaft appeared in both realities, it seemed logical to assume she was still in Antarctica, but the climate made it clear this was not the case after all. She moved forward into the tunnel, and soon discovered what looked like a metal plate less than 24 yards away. On closer inspection, it appeared to be a solid metal bulkhead set into a concrete wall. She wrapped her fist against the cold metal and shouted to attract the attention of anyone within. Why not? She couldn't hide from the inhabitants of this world forever, so she might as well pull this band-aid off quickly and learn what she was dealing with. Nothing happened. No answer. No sounds. Absolute silence. Hannah thought of James. The image of him losing his hand was still seared into her mind, even though it had happened half a year ago, the last time she had seen him. How was he now? For some reason, she was sure he had found a way to survive. If anyone could, it would be James Barron, the ultimate warrior in spirit and body, even if he had tried so hard to turn his back on his former life. A gentle warrior, she thought, and had to smile. So had he escaped from the bowels of Camp David? Had he made contact with Dodger and the remnants of Dawn? She sat on the floor, let her back sink against the tunnel wall, and rested. She tried not to think about her future here. Instead, she imagined that James was somewhere on the other side, at home, perhaps thinking about her. She had thought about him a lot during the past 6 months or so while she had been Linus's prisoner. Part of her had hoped that James would come to her rescue, leading an overwhelming force into the heart of Antarctica. But that hadn't happened. Not that she had really expected it would. He had almost certainly written her off. If not, he'd have no way of knowing where she'd ended up. She hoped James was doing better than she was, and couldn't get him out of her head. Something connected them both, even if it was only the fact that they had tried to stop the approaching apocalypse together, a thought that now seemed absurd to her, almost unreal. In Linus's underground lair, the problems of the world had seemed remote, like an illusion, a figment of her imagination that ended at the rough ice walls of the roughly hewn rooms and caverns. Sitting here, thinking about James Barron, her eyes felt like lead, so heavy that no matter how hard she fought to keep them open, they resisted all efforts. She was more exhausted than she had ever been. It wasn't just the extra-dimensional assault on her mind, which had taken its toll, but she hadn't slept in days. She had given up all hope and finally volunteered to be a test subject. But the scientists wouldn't even venture an estimate as to her chances of survival. And the vibe she got from them was that it was slim to none, despite their efforts to put on an optimistic face. While days away from likely death, she had found it impossible to sleep. Instead, she lay awake all night, thinking about the past, contemplating the possibility of God and the afterlife, or the chances she was heading for nothing but eternal sleep. Now, within 10 minutes of arriving on a parallel Earth, with her adrenaline off the charts, her accumulated weariness hit her like a battering ram. She managed to fight off sleep for several more minutes, but she never stood a chance. Holding an image of James Barron